Hello and welcome to the Be Unapologetically You radio podcast. My name is Kelsey Davidson and I am your host. On this podcast, we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all of those things, create a lifestyle that works for you and nobody else, because nobody else was made like you. So why would you do it the same way as somebody else? Well, unless it works. So thank you for joining us today and let's get started into the episode. Hello and welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I am so excited to bring you this topic about expectations. Now, this is something I discussed on my Instagram stories last week. So if you are not following me on Instagram, my handle is at Kelsey Lane Fitness on Instagram. And I'm also on Facebook and Clubhouse. So definitely go check me out. And our topic today is going to be about expectations and the unspoken pressure that we have to complete those expectations. So the example that I was discussing on Instagram was the fact that we have these unspoken expectations of needing to do all the things all the time and not having any fluctuations in how we show up, no matter if it's mentally, physically, spiritually. And my friend, that is not humanly possible because, hello, we are humans. And so we cannot have this expectation of that we will never vary from day to day based on the experiences and potentially trauma or whatever other outcome that we have in our life. And if we do not give ourselves the grace to understand that we may not show up every day the same way that we would care to, that could be really devastating on our ability to accomplish the things that we want. And what's important to know is that you will have fluctuations in how you behave, how you feel, how you react, your emotions, and other human being things. And that is okay. And that we're allowed to fluctuate and to process those things. And we need to not have this expectation of being the same person all the time, especially when we have so many other things going on in our life, and especially on the input side between work, family, friends, the pandemic, any other expectation you have in yourself. And so you cannot expect yourself to show up the same every day. But with that being said, that doesn't mean that you can't do some things to help safeguard and help yourself be resilient in those situations. Because yes, we're going to fluctuate, but some days you may need to have a little bit more care than maybe you did in others. So while giving yourself the grace, if you have that desire and need to be a little bit more balanced on a day-to-day basis, what are some things that you can do to support yourself so that way you can show up how you want to show up and show up to the commitments you want to commit to? So for example, I've really had to add more accountability to my life in order to accomplish my fitness goals this first quarter because I'm in a lull in my journey where fitness is just not fun like it used to, but I do understand the need, and I also know my personality that if I just get started, that love and understanding will come back and that motivation to train will return. And so I've had to add more accountability through teaching group fitness classes, catching up with friends, making sure I'm hitting my goals for the week by setting activities and what is going to be needed, but also giving myself the grace for the days when I am really, really struggling. But that's how that works, is that it's a blend of the two. It's the blend of understanding you have this expectations and these pressure and that doesn't need to be there. But you also are allowed to have that desire to want to do more and expect some out of yourself. The trick is marrying those two desires and those two needs and those two sides of the equation. So think about this to yourself. What expectations and pressures are being put on you or you're putting on yourself that you don't want to have and that are actually for you to have? Take a second, think about it. Pause this podcast, then come back. If you can hear all the feet, I am sorry. I'm here with the dogs and I'm not in the closet. Lesson learned. Now that you know the expectations and pressure that you may be doing, what of those are for you and what are not? Pause. Maybe mark those down. Okay, now of the ones that are not for you, what can you do to eliminate from those from your life? Do you need to communicate with somebody? Do you need to seek out help? Do you need to set boundaries with other people and things of that sort? Do you need to take action on something so that way it comes off your plate? I mean, it could be a multitude of options. Now, for those things that are for you and that you want in your life, what can you do to help yourself be successful in those endeavors? Do you need to seek support? Do you need accountability? Do you need connection with friends and family? Do you just need to start, but you need to start with something of the smallest of nature just to gain momentum in that direction? And my friends, it can truly be that simple. We don't have to take on this grandiose path. We can truly start with the most simplest thing that we can do and progress from there. So again, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, those expectations are not for you unless you choose them to be. You always have the decision of what you can do about it. And you also have the decision to seek out help if you need it. Because my friends, we weren't meant to do this journey alone. So thank you so much for joining me on the Be Unapologetically You podcast. If you enjoyed this, please share this to your Instagram story, Facebook, or on Clubhouse, or send it to a friend via text message. That's how we get more listeners to the podcast, and I would greatly appreciate it. And if you left us a review on Apple iTunes podcast. So thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time on the Be Unapologetically You radio podcast. Dudes and dudettes, I really hope you enjoyed that episode. I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found and provides us with feedback. You can also follow us on Instagram at Be Unapologetically You radio and follow Kelsey at Kelsey Lane Fitness. While on Instagram, please take a screenshot of this episode and upload it to your stories and let us know what your biggest takeaway is, or you can also share it on Facebook. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.